Thanks, Chad.
Mr. Chair, on page 32 of your commission book would be the mountain lion hunting season. We did hear some testimony here during the public comment period and during the public hearing here at your meeting here this afternoon. If you remember, we have two proposed changes out there that we took public comment on. The rule change number one is pretty simple and straightforward. We just inadvertently missed a portion of the administrative rule when we made a change to the season length or season dates of the Black Hills Firearm Protection Hunting District. We changed that from April 30th, or from March 31st to April 30th. We just need to clean up the rule there, and you can see that on page, I believe, 34 of your book. And I see John Kant is sitting up there, but the second proposed change that we have is a result of the petition that was brought forward by Brad Tisdale, representing the South Dakota Houndsman Association. And what that petition asked for and the commission proposed was to provide some additional opportunity on the prairie of South Dakota, where we currently do not have a population objective to manage for mountain lions on the prairie, based on numerous reasons, whether it be, you know, livestock depredation, human safety, things of that nature. We as a department and as a commission within the plan do not have a desire or means to manage for a population of mountain lions on the prairie. That's why we do allow currently hounds on the prairie, and this proposed change would allow for a little bit more opportunity for that. And maybe I'll turn it over to John here to maybe further talk about it. I know he worked with Brad on the petitioner, and John, I'll turn it over to you here.
Thanks, Chad. Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling, John Kant, Terrestrial Section Chief. Yeah, just wanted to further clarify some of the discussion we heard today about the petition and how that came about. So just being fully transparent, what occurred is Mr. Tisdale, on behalf of the Houndsman Association, emailed Director Kirschman and myself and suggested that he'd like to petition the commission to allow for hound hunting to – let me back up a second. The current rule allows for hound hunting to originate on private property and then culminate on school and public lands and BLM lands. So what Mr. Tisdale was asking for was for us to expand that to Forest Service properties and then also our properties. That's what the email suggested. So what I did to clarify that petition is reached out to him as the petitioner, and had a discussion with him to make sure that we understood the full intent of that email and thus his petition. And what you have in front of you on this action sheet is what Mr. Tisdale and the Houndsman Association intended, and that being that the hound hunt still needs to originate on private property, but that it can culminate on any public land, essentially. Now, certainly there's exceptions. The Fort Meade BLM area does not allow hounds and even rifle hunting there, so that's excluded. There's several other areas, tribal lands, things of that nature. So those will still all be excluded, and that's the way that we wrote this proposed rule, is that you can go anywhere that it's not expressly prohibited. And also then we talked about private property. So it can originate on private land with permission, and then it can culminate on private land, again, with permission. I bring that up because we heard some comments today as well about just running hounds and running around without permission from landowners. And so the rule, it says right in the rule expresses that you have to have that landowner permission before you can go on to private property. So I wanted to make those couple of points of clarification before you take action on the finalization here.
Very well. Anybody have any questions? Comment. Seeing none, I'd entertain a motion for approval of the finalization on mountain hunting.
So moved.
And a motion?
Second.
And a motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Stick around for another 10 years, Brad.
I'll be here, but I just won't have a title.
All right. are you going to do math? he planning on coming up, or did he?
Matt can be here tomorrow.
Yeah.
You better have him do it.